Hello. I'm Jesse, the wearer of many hats, and this is my crazy, wow, fast, you wouldn't believe one guy did all that announcement podcast, the podcast weekly. Let's see. Well, behind me, for both of you on YouTube who watch there, is the Taipei Times article. This, you know, you don't get this in America. Not the physical newspaper. It's the Taipei Times article. In fact, you know what? Hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on. I'm coming around. Here I am. Green screening all over the place. Wow, that was fun. Yeah, green screen. I don't know, green screens are annoying, don't you think? There. So I'm holding the newspaper, and then there's a picture of it behind me. I am thrilled of Congressman Molinar. I think I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, about what this is behind me. But yeah, Taiwan has this new deal with the U.S., which would really, really help the situation I've had trouble with. So I think I'll get into that a little bit in the Taiwan special. What do I have for the roll-up this week to talk about? Taiwan special. Oh, we're going to talk about narcissists. We're going to talk about what Trump's really doing. Ooh, there's a mayor in Taipei who's kind of going crazy, and he's losing support, and I'm going to talk about that because there's a connection. And is there anything else? Well, this is kind of important. I predicted last week at the Pacific Daily Times editorials that Hong Kong would turn violent, and it did. Unfortunately, I was right. But me being right isn't news. I delivered today's news yesterday, and maybe that's because I'm in the uttermost west. Okay, this week, I tell you what, I never stop improving my life. I never stop. This week, I've done a lot of work dealing with kids and siblings and parents and getting along. And it's just interesting thing over what's happening over here in Asia. And I think, in fact, I think I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the generational Asia. I think I'm going to talk about that. Maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow. Because it's really amazing how the conflicts of war, countries fight each other because parents and kids don't get along. It's fascinating. And I'm seeing that happen. Another thing I should talk about, depression. Zach told me, you told me, man, like depression, like that's a good topic to talk about. So our buddy came through his depression, and I mean, he's just feeling on top of the world. I don't think manic quite, not yet. Maybe I'll try to get him there that happy. But you know, but the thing is, like, it works. Everything I talked about, it's worked. One of the biggest things is we've got to know that we're not alone in the world. It's one of the biggest things. You know, you're not, you know, as my counselor friend always used to say, Jesse, you're not as different as you'd like to think you are. There's that. And then we're not alone. You're not as different as you want to think you are. And you're not alone. You are not alone. These are some big themes. Anyhow, I've been dealing with all that kind of stuff this week. And this Pacific Daily Ads thing that I'm making, follow this. I've taught myself PHP in just a few weeks, and I've pretty much finished the ad framework. Yesterday, I was figuring out search and pagination. Now, again, you know, inside my life here, the computer code geek, pagination, it's just a term you should know. By the way, if you hear a bunch of clacking and clicking and stuff, the person opposite me in the hallway is opening and closing the door like 20 times and can't stop rattling the keys around. And I'm sure I do the same thing. It's just I only notice it when other people do it. I guess it reminds me of, you know, we just got to be humbled by the fact that we're humans among peers. There are other people like us, and we need to keep our egos cut down to size. It's healthy. It's healthy. Pagination. Pagination is a term you need to know. How many of you know? Raise your hand. Okay, five of you. Pagination is You know how you're on a page, like a web page, and then there's like a whole bunch of results. I search a list. It's like, we're showing items 1 through 20 of 5 million, you know, and it's click the arrow to go to page 2. And, you know, like, how many items to show per page? 10? 20? 2 million? You know, like, you know, taking a list of things that you're going to see on a web page, articles, search results, bank transactions, winning lottery tickets, you know, whatever it is that you've got, airline, airline flights, when you've got a long, long list of things you're viewing on a web page, and it chops them up into different pages, multiple, okay, that's called pagination. And it's tricky because you've got to, like, the web page brain has to get a list of as long as everything is going to be long. And then it's got to decide how many are going to be on a page. And then it's got to chop it up. And then it's got to offset it to know which ones in the list you're at. And then when you go onto that page, it's got to re-get all the information all over again, only it's getting all of it instead of just how many items it would have. And it's got to chop it up. Items, you know, show 20 items starting with item number 400, you know. So, you know, like, and it's tricky. And web developers don't know how to do it oftentimes. It's hard. How do you do pagination? There's probably an entire class in college you can get in pagination. You could probably get a PhD in pagination, I suppose, if you were boring enough. Like, there's, okay, well, yours truly went online and learned how to do math in PHP, how to divide, which isn't hard. You use the divide symbol. And I wrote my own pagination code. No one taught me how. I just figured it out and I was right the first time. I'm amazed. And no, I don't even know if I'm doing it, quote unquote, the right way. I took some tips on how to style a button. But like how to make the brain do the pagination, I did that myself. And another thing I did that I'm so proud about, search results. So you've got a database and it's like a spreadsheet kind of, it's got tables. It's like many spreadsheets. A database is like many, many spreadsheets and you've got rows and columns and stuff. And I've got to take, you know, you type in a sentence and I've got to chop it up into its individual words and then search all these different columns and tables for each one of those individual words and do it all at once. Well, there's code online for how to do that. And how do you do search with database? I just wrote my own and it works. And I don't know if it's how we're supposed to do it or not. I just had my own idea. So that was interesting. I don't know. You know, who knows what you might be able to do? Keep learning in your life. Never stop learning. Who knows what you might be able to do? Last thing, I had a very interesting conversation this week and I'm flirting with the idea. Probably won't, but I'm flirting with it. There's kind of a Cabela's type of a company over here in Asia and they sell a lot of brands and they have their own cheaper version of the brand and they've got some trade secrets for how they do that and I'm not gonna tell you, but there's they've got an innovation guy who heads up an innovation group and they're thinking they got a job opening that fits my skill set for 2,000 euros a month. Wow. I'm not sure, though, that I'm ready to leave other projects. And while my Chinese is good, it's not as good as I think it should be for their job. So I'm flirting with the idea, but I had a very interesting conversation with him. It's interesting hearing how supply side stuff works, how they work as a team, how they operate very effectively. It's kind of fascinating. And it's nice to be connected with people like this. I don't know. That's just a happy little story, I suppose. The only reason that I even talk with the guy is because I'm friendly with people and I keep learning as much as I can and I'm out of time. See you tomorrow.